Chapter 9, The Last Canto. On his first visit as a house guest at Palazzo Barbaro, Henry James was met at the water entrance by white-gloved servants who led him from his gondola onto the carpeted steps of the landing dock and up the courtyard stairs to the piano nobile. He was enchanted by all of it, the luxury, the polish, the reminders of the distant past twinkling in the multitudinous candles. But even as he gazed at the Barbaro's painted walls and sculpted ceilings, James had in mind a very different sort of palace. At the time, June of 1887, he was deep in thought about a dilapidated ruin on a lonely canal in a melancholy, rarely visited part of town. The once grand interior of this other palace was shabby, dusty, and tarnished. Its walled garden had become an overgrown tangle of weeds and vines. Two impoverished spinster ladies lived in the palace, rarely went out, saw no one. James told nobody about this other derelict palace or its two lonely inhabitants, because they were fictional. They were characters in a short novel he was just then composing, The Aspern Papers, the other of his two masterful novels set in Venice. In the mornings, he would go to the Barbaro's breakfast room, sit down at the Chinese lacquered desk beneath the pompous Tiepolo ceiling, and write a few pages. During his 5-week stay at the Barbaro, he put the finishing touches on the manuscript and sent it off to his publisher. James had come upon the idea for his story during a sojourn in Florence earlier in the year. A friend had told him of a recent discovery. Lord Byron's former mistress, Claire Claremont, the half-sister of Mary Shelley and the mother of Byron's illegitimate daughter Allegra, was living in obscurity in Florence. She was by then well into her 80s and a virtual shut-in, tended only by her middle-aged niece. A Boston art critic and devotee of Shelley's named Captain Silsby suspected that Claire Claremont might have a collection of letters from Byron and Shelley, and he came to Florence to seek her out. He rented rooms from Miss Claremont, hoping, as James recorded in his notebook, that the old lady, in view of her age and failing condition, would die while he was there, so that he might then put his hand upon the documents. When Claire Claremont did in fact die, while Captain Silsby was a tenant in her palace, he approached her niece and revealed his desire of obtaining the letters. In reply, the niece said, "I will give you all the letters, if you marry me." Silsby fled.